The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Now here's Caitlin.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Off the Vine, where I sit in my pajamas, drink wine, talk about pretty much nothing and everything all at the same time. Today we're podcasting from Mom and Rob's home in Canada, so forgive us for the sound if it sounds bad. We're sitting on top of the guest bed.
We're having a jammy party.
I know we're all very excited to get to this guest today. So let's welcome my mom, the legend, Leslie motherfucking Hipkin.
The crowd goes wild.
So we're sitting here in our PJs drinking wine. I mean, this just feels like another Tuesday to us.
You're drinking wine, Katie.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Well, a little whiskey.
A little whiskey!
Whiskey
never hurt anybody. Actually, it hurt a lot of people, but...
Yeah, but in Nashville, it's happy hour.
That's true. In Canada, it's a little early, but in Nashville, it's happy hour, yes. So we'll pretend we're there.
Yes. I wish we were, because I miss Sean.
I know. I do, too. I feel like this is maybe the longest we've been apart, but not for long. Not for long. I miss Doodle, actually. I really miss Tucker. Well, cheers to you being on the podcast.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know what? If it was up to me, I would have found another guest, but I got to give the people what they want.
Yes. Thank you, fans everywhere.
Yeah. Mom, you got fans. People love you.
No idea.
Well, you're pretty funny, but I feel like you're nervous right now.
Well, I am a little nervous, Katie.
But why?
Well, if you put a camera in front of me, I wouldn't be so nervous.
Well, let's just pretend that this camera on the computer is on.
Okay.
So be on.
Hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hi, hey, how are you doing?
I feel like you're so nervous. You're like sitting properly and you just...
I don't want to touch any chords or anything or make any
weird
sounds.
People like when it's raw.
It's raw.
It's super raw. But yeah, don't be nervous.
Raw, is this boomba?
Oh, and I mean, through this whole podcast, you're going to realize that my mom has a song for everything. Mm. Sometimes I love it, but sometimes it's kind of annoying.
I know, and you pass that annoyance on to your niece.
What, she does it too?
No.
What do you mean I pass it on?
Well.
Oh, she gets annoyed with you.
Yes.
Oh, can you please speak a little louder? Okay. I feel like you're trying to be quiet.
No, I'm not trying.
Okay. But yeah, I just want you to relax and be yourself. I usually talk about my... Oh, there. Yeah.
All right.
Now you look more relaxed.
Alrighty then.
Just have a few more sips of whiskey. There's nothing to be nervous about. This is literally just what we do on Snapchat every day, all day.
I know.
Just no Snapchat.
Literally no camera.
That's okay. Just make do, okay?
All right. I'm happy.
I know you are. I usually talk about my week, but I feel like I've documented my whole week with you on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. But it's so fun being home.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you home. Talking to you over FaceTime, that's usually how we communicate.
Yeah.
But to see you in person is better. But sometimes I think that I do see you in person when actually I'm just watching your snaps and your Instagram stories. Like when it was your birthday. Mm-hmm. And then I called about midnight or something like that to say happy birthday. And you said, well, thanks a lot. I just, I didn't get any call from my dad or my sister or my mom.
Yeah, because everyone just watches me on Snapchat and thinks that's how they communicate
exactly.
with me. But hi, I don't see you guys on Snapchat all the time.
I realized that now. So, yeah, I was sorry about that. I felt bad about that. I didn't sleep that night.
You overthink everything, Mom. Just let it go.
I'm sensitive.
Yeah, you are. Oh, really? I haven't noticed. I was also going to ask you how many times you think you're going to cry on this podcast.
Are you going to make me cry?
Maybe.
Am I going to have to call you Oprah?
No, not in a mean way. Yeah, I'll make you cry in a nice way, not in a mean way.
It's a good thing you're going to do that.
So I thought we could start by talking about our mother-daughter relationship and how people always think that we're drunk, but really we're just complete weirdos.
Well,
who can handle our wine.
Yes. I wouldn't call it weirdos.
No, we're weird.
Really?
You are so weird. But that's a great thing. Okay. I love being weird.
Can we find another word for weird? Wonderful.
No. No, weird is weird, and we are weird.
Well, we're expressive.
Mom, stop making excuses for who you are. You're weird.
I have trouble saying I'm weird.
No, you're a huge weirdo, and that's part of the reason everybody loves you.
Is that like being...
Weirdo's funny. It's different. It's quirky.
Yeah. Well, I'm quirky.
Yeah, that, Mom.
I like quirky.
I bet if you looked up the definition for quirky, it would be weird.
Oh, I thought you'd say my name would be there.
Well, it would. You're weird and quirky, and that's why. And I feel like I get that from you. Dad is, like, so calm and kind and sweet and quiet and, like, not shy.
Reserved. He's a very gentle man.
Yeah, he is. He is a gentleman. See, I feel like I hear the air.
Oh, yes. Our air just kicked in.
The air conditioning. Well, that's what you get when you podcast from home.
Oh, but
and that's the beauty of podcasting.
And thank you, air, because I was having a hot flash.
Oh, it's... Oh, ooh, menopause is a bitch, isn't it?
Actually, yes. Just you wait.
I know. No, I don't know, but I don't want to know.
I hope you find out, because karma's a bitch.
Well, Mom, that's why you had a daughter.
That's why I had two daughters.
That's why you had two daughters.
That was karma for me.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, our relationship. Oh, yeah. We're weird.
Okay. All right.
Accept it. But I do feel like we've had a good relationship all growing up. Like, we fought, like mothers and daughters do.
Yes.
But I feel like both parents, mom and dad, were very supportive. You always took me to dance lessons and competitions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we had such a fun childhood. Haley and I talk about that a lot. Like, I feel like going on road trips, we'd always go up to the cabin and you'd pack little treat goodie bags. And for when we went through the tunnels, you'd have little flashlights ready. Yeah. And you made everything really fun.
Yeah.
And, like, going fishing with dad, you'd make us little goodie bags. I just have so many fun childhood memories. We'd have parades in the kitchen where you'd have different instruments. And we would have a parade around the kitchen. And I feel like I have so many good childhood memories.
I'm glad about that because it was fun for me, too.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yes. And then to see... both of you grow and to share that passion for life and living and laughing and loving.
You're so proper on a podcast. Can you like swear or something?
Gosh, no, I don't swear.
Yeah, you do. But I still feel like you need to speak up. You're trying to be quiet. I'm like yelling right now.
Okay, Caitlin.
Yeah, there you go. But you're so proper. Let loose. Feel like you're on Snapchat. Come on, woman.
Okay, I feel like what my dad used to say to me when they'd have company over.
Tone it down a notch?
No. He'd say, "You're on, kid."
Oh.
And then I'd
perform.
And you'd
have to put your tap shoes on
put
and stand up ping pong table?
On a ping pong table. Don't go over this side too much because it'll tip. Don't go over there. Just stay
in
the middle.
And you just had to perform?
I had to perform.
Well,
yeah.
Do you feel like maybe you're resenting me right now?
No. No, I'm not. But don't you feel that? Sometimes
like, that you put make me on, yeah.
I don't make you on.
Okay.
No, it's just contagious when I'm on.
Right.
You're on.
That's true.
I don't tell you beyond Katie.
We definitely feed off each other's
yes
and energy. It's so funny because people. I talked about this on the last podcast, didn't I? How people call me Kate or Katie,
yes,
or Katie or Beans,
yes.
And, or babe in Sean's case, but you call me KD.
I do. And people think that it's Katie, but no, I'm calling you KD.
Because my
KD.
Middle name is Dunn.
Yeah.
So you're calling me by my initials.
That's right.
Wow. K-D. What a fun fact.
Beam. Ooh, I like that.
Thanks. You were what? What were you going to say?
I don't remember now.
Okay, can you keep drinking?
Why? Yeah.
Can we have fun, Leslie, here, please? And scene. Mom, and people scene. Can't see you. This is the problem. We need to get a 360 camera going in podcast rooms. I know they do that at Podcast One, but I need to start doing that because I feel like it's funny to watch people drink and hang out. And,
well, body language has a lot to do with it, but I'll try to.
Just let go, Mom.
Okay.
Let go.
Can we edit all that out where I'm nervous?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's the buildup.
Well, I don't want to let people down. I don't want to let you down.
You're
know,
not
you talked
let
about
me
that
down.
In one of your podcasts about how you didn't want to let the producers down or anybody else on the show down.
You're not going to let me down.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to tell you because you said I didn't want to let my parents down. You didn't let us down. We were so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Like, it was go, Katie.
I know. We'll get to the show, so.
All right.
I wanted to talk about my first memory, because we were talking about my childhood and how fun it was and growing up, but I was also, like, a very weird kid.
I didn't even know.
No, probably, you knew I was weird.
But probably because I was, now I find out, weird. I didn't really think you were that weird.
Well, I was, but here's my first childhood memory, which I find very interesting. I've been watching a lot of,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you already done that whiskey? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I was drinking through a straw because.
Well, pour another. Oh, you have wine now? You started with a whiskey. Now you're going to move to wine. Well, guess what? You're off the vine with Caitlin Bristow. So.
Wow.
That's an aggressive pour.
That's the aerator. Okay.
Now, okay. You have white pants on, so I'm a little concerned. Oh,
it's too
and they're
late.
Dirty.
I've got spray wash.
It's all good. Oh, okay. Speaking of wine, Mom.
Cheers to that.
This is a really good bottle of wine. And believe me, I know it's hard to find that great bottle of wine, even though I'm practically an expert. But for a lot of you, finding that perfect bottle is almost impossible. But don't worry, because Bright Cellars has you covered. Bright Cellars is a wine subscription service, and it delivers 4 personalized wine bottles straight to your door each month, just in time for the next week's episode.
Thank you.
Yeah. Start by taking their fun 7 question quiz about things like your favorite chocolate, go-to drink, and the Bright Cellars algorithm will generate a custom flavor profile to recommend wines you'll actually enjoy. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to get
mine. Yeah, you need to do that. And they find hundreds of unique hidden gems from small vineyards from all over the world, including Italy, your favorite, Mom.
I love Italy.
Spain, Portugal, and South America. I didn't know how, like, bang on they would be because I took the quiz.
Yes.
So they sent me wines, and Sean doesn't appreciate wine like I do, but I actually loved every single bottle, and I've become picky.
Well, as you should.
Yeah. So anyways, if you give them a try and dislike any bottle, your wine concierge.
I love that word.
Will help you find the perfect replacement bottle for your next shipment. Now that is service. So take the quiz to see your wine matches. If you choose to order them, Off the Vine listeners will get 50% off when they visit www.brightcellars.com/offthevine. That's brightcellars as in wine cellar.com/offthevine for 50% off.
50?
Cheers.
That's 50?
Cheers. Okay, so talking about, oh gosh, I keep losing track of
focus. No, actually, I say facus.
Okay.
Because that's just a little inside joke.
But we're not doing inside jokes right now.
Oh,
we're talking about money. You're too planned for podcasts. I like to wing it. You're too planned.
If there was a camera right now, I'd be double winging. I'd be doing tap dance, wing and a wing. Jump, 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 jump and a wing.
Okay. Nobody knows what that is, but okay. My first childhood memory is us being at the cabin.
Yes.
So we had a cabin growing up at Shuswap. And my first memory is being upset and walking outside and pulling down my pants.
Yes.
And I would do that if I was mad.
We couldn't get you to keep your clothes on.
Yeah, well.
It was a struggle. It was a struggle to get you dressed in the first place.
I don't like clothes.
You saunter out into like this little path where there's trees, and you just look behind and you pull your pants down and you just moon us.
Like, I'm going to bring back mooning. Mooning's funny.
You were too.
Actually, I mooned you until I was like at least 20. I always thought it was funny. No, I think I was 3. It's my first childhood memory.
No, you were 2, actually.
Wow.
Yes.
What a memory, Caitlin.
Yes, what a memory, because I have a picture of it. You were 2.
And I actually remember thinking I was proving a point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to pull my pants down. I'll show you.
I'll sure show you. And we took a picture of it, so we sure showed you.
Yeah, now it's going to be at my wedding, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but I just felt like that was proving a point to pull down my pants.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. I don't do it anymore.
Any psychologists out there, there must be.
Oh, I should talk to my therapist about that.
Yes. Why did I feel
the need? So what does it mean? She's going to say, Caitlin, you wanted attention.
Oh, true.
So, boom.
Or you were maybe.
Why am I not a therapist?
You were maybe upset about the bathroom incident.
You're not going to talk about my 2-year-old poops right now.
Okay.
Well, you can.
No, carry on.
Okay. I mean, I'd rather you not. I've been watching a lot of Tony Robbins, motivational speaker, and he always asks people, whose love did you crave more, your mom's or your dad's? And I'm like, I don't like that question.
I don't like that either. I don't like that question saying, who do you love more,
Haley
or Caitlin?
Well, clearly it's me. But But he's
Haley,
more,
call in. Help.
Haley thinks she's the favorite. I think I'm the favorite. It'll never
Here's the change. Scoop. We didn't have kids till we had been married just about 9 years.
Yeah.
And when we had Haley, I thought I could never love another child.
Enter Caitlin.
And then comes this stinker.
And then you could.
And then I found out, hey, I've got the capacity to love another child just as much as my first. Just like you love Doodle.
Yeah.
More than you.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you would.
No.
No, but you love Doodle, and then you think, I don't want to talk about it if Doodle's not here. But you're thinking, I could never love another dog like I love Doodle.
I couldn't. I've had dogs, and I've never loved dogs like I love Tucker. I have never.
But you will find out, because it's different when
No, I know I'll love a child in a different way, but dogs, like...
Dogs love dogs.
What am I, a dog? Dirty dog and little dog?
D-A-W-G, dog.
Actually, I was just going to mention this to you. You smell like Up Dog.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not going for it.
I really thought I would get you.
I was just about, and I was going to.
Oh, I thought for sure. I was like, haha, this is going to be hilarious.
Oh, Caitlin.
What?
Look over there.
What? What? You're freaking me out. What?
Oh, no.
What?
I was trying to make you say underwear, but I forgot the show. Sorry.
Good one, Mom.
Joke fail.
You scared me. I thought there was like a ghost. You're like, Caitlin, look over there. I was like, what? Okay, good one, Mom. Jokes. Now everybody can see where I get my terrible jokes from. No, but I was actually the weirdest child. Like
You had some issues.
We all do, mm-hmm. But mine were super strange. Like, okay, how would you describe me as like a child, like a toddler, 1, 2, 3 years old? How would you describe me?
Your sister's shadow. That's how I would describe you.
Oh, I just followed her around everywhere. Yeah, I wanted to do what she was doing.
And you just, you put on dress up clothes and you just follow your sister around.
Oh, Caitlin, have some independence.
No, that was a good thing. I thought it was beautiful. That's beautiful.
That was a shout out to Brie right there. Yeah, nobody even knows it.
Hey, Brie.
Okay. What about teenager? How would you describe me? Awkward?
Oh, yes.
I was so awkward.
You were awkward because I think you started wondering about what other people were thinking about you.
Yeah. Ew.
Which is so not who you are now, which is a wonderful thing. But I think every teenager goes through that.
Yeah, I guess that's actually really normal. But mm-hmm. I was next level. I remember being in school and I wouldn't go to the vending machine because I was too nervous that people were looking at me. Like, I didn't want the attention on me. Well, things have changed.
You were just saving it.
I was, I'm making up for lost time now.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Huh?
But I was so awkward. And I feel like, I don't know. Like you said, every teen is awkward, but I was next level. Like,
you were overthinking it. Oh, I wonder where you get that from.
Well, you'd think you'd grow out of it, but.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
One out of two ain't bad.
But I remember having such severe OCD mm-hmm. that I would lay in bed and panic because I did not understand that my breaths in were shorter and my breath out was longer, and I wanted it to be even. So I'd have full-blown panic attacks, and you'd mm-hmm. sit there at the end of my bed just like rubbing my feet or rubbing my back, telling me it was okay. And I'd be like, it's not okay. Why am I like this?
Yes.
And I would think everything was wrong with me.
Actually, I think we should have taken you for some therapy, which...
Oh, hell yeah.
I wish we would have been more open to that when you were younger, because I think it's an awesome thing. I think...
Oh, I love my therapist.
Every person, young, old, should be able to go to a therapist or someone.
Yeah.
And just talk about it, and then...
Yeah, but as a child, you don't want to go to a therapist and, like, talk about your feelings.
No, but you do now, in this day and age. Yeah. In that day and age, it was unheard of.
I get excited to go to my therapist. I'm like, I can't wait to see her today. I wonder what we're going to talk about.
It's a feel-good thing.
It is a feel-good thing.
And to know you're not alone, and that you're not so weird.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, as a kid, I couldn't handle... Like, if I was... I remember going on a field trip, and it was skiing. We were going skiing, and I had so many layers on the bottom. Like, I had long johns, and then I had pants. What?
You've talked about that on your last podcast.
I did?
Did you?
I don't know.
I think so.
And I couldn't handle like the
right
top layer being not as even as the bottom.
And I just thought you didn't want to go skiing.
I was making excuses.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But now, I mean, then you went on to snowboard and stuff like that. It wasn't that you were afraid of that. It was that your OCD was taking over. And I'm sorry that I didn't recognize that, because I would have got you some help.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, I figured it out on my own. And that's probably why I am who I am today.
Did you?
Whoa, you went real close to the mic for that one.
Did you, though? Did you?
But I don't know when I snapped out of it, but I wouldn't even eat my lunch because I was too nervous that people were, like, staring at me. And now,
wait,
I'll
let
like,
me ask you a question.
What?
Sorry to interrupt, but if you went out on dates, did you not want to eat in front of the other person because you were embarrassed about?
I was too young to date then, or like actually go on dates, because then you know what I turned into? I remember going on dates when I was like 19, 20, going on dates with guys, and I would purposely order like a burger, fries, and hot wings just to like be like, look at me.
Look at me.
I don't care. I didn't want to be the girl that like got the salad and was uncomfortable.
That's good. That's good. See, you started coming into your own and being confident.
It took me a long time.
But yeah, what about the misdorphia then?
The what? Misophonia.
Yeah,
what did you call it? What did you call it? Misdorphia?
Yeah.
That's a fun word to make up.
Say it again.
Misdorphia?
No.
Misophonia.
Yes.
No, I've always had that. I can remember, I've talked about that with Brie, having Haley sitting at the breakfast table eating her cereal, and I would just cringe at the noise of someone eating cereal.
Okay, well, that's a little known fact about that. I have the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I don't advertise it.
Oh, I do. Hey, world, I have misophonia.
I have misdorphia.
I feel like we can make a commercial about misophonia. Maybe we can come up with a cure.
Yeah, earplugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Solve that.
Boom. Okay, we've all seen mouth-watering healthy smoothies on Instagram or Pinterest or whatever site you look at and thought, that's the kind of thing I should be eating. But who really has time to make that every day?
Not me.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get those picture-perfect nutrients without having to hit the farmer's market and chop up a million fruits and veggies? And now you can. You can get all your superfoods super fast with Daily Harvest.
Are you kidding me?
Mom, I wouldn't lie to you. Right. Daily Harvest sends superfood eats straight to your door with your choice of smoothies, activated breakfast bowls, or nice cream vegan sundaes.
Nice cream. I love that.
Who doesn't love a good pun? Each single serving cup comes ready to blend or heat. Cups are stored in the freezer, so they're ready whenever you are. Their produce is organic and unrefined and looks as amazing as it tastes. You can actually see all of the whole ingredients when you open the cup. Daily Harvest freezes all their ingredients at peak freshness, sealing in their nutritional value. Preparing each cup is insanely easy. Just add water, or if you're feeling fancy, you can substitute other liquids like coconut or almond milk. Either way, your Daily Harvest cup is ready in just 30 seconds, so you can eat right now. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code VINE to get 3 items free off your first box. That's promo code VINE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com, daily-harvest.com. So, yeah, going through my 20s, everything, I feel like I would always call you on the phone.
No, Kaylin, I have to tell you.
What?
I was not prepared for you to leave home.
Oh, really?
What?
I was. I was so ready.
No, I was so not ready. You went to Vancouver to do that scholarship
with dancing, yeah.
Yes, and you were supposed to come home, and then you called me and you said,
"I was like freedom."
What? Like you didn't have freedom you were growing up?
Yeah, but you really picture me living my life in Leduc, Alberta?
Nothing
my personality,
wrong with that.
No, I'm not saying that, but who I am and my personality is way too big for Leduc.
Definitely. Okay. I could see you moving on to other things, but I, as a mother, was not ready for you at 19 to say, Mom, I'm coming home and packing everything and I'm moving to Vancouver.
But also, as a mother, weren't you happy to see me succeed?
I didn't. Oh, Rick. No, I... I did not picture, I wasn't thinking about succeeding. I was thinking about, wait, but I'm not ready yet.
Oh.
Like I haven't, have I given her all the wisdom I could give?
That's you overthinking. Classic Lester. Lester the molester.
Hey now. That's just a little rhyme that's not funny. And so, anyways, no, I was not ready for you to leave. I mean, I was very happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only time.
Sounds like it.
Oh, I was so happy.
I was like, really happy for you?
Happy were you? I was so happy that.
Super happy.
I watched football.
Yeah, because I was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
But that was so great for me. I needed that. I didn't even know how to do. I mean, you spoiled me a little bit growing up. I didn't even know how to do my laundry when I moved out on my own. I was like, Mom.
Sally.
Where do I put the soap? I did not know how to live on my own.
Do you separate your colors now?
And then I gained 10 pounds when I was 19 because I moved out. And all of a sudden I was like, well, my metabolism's great. I'm going to eat waffles for breakfast, go grab a mocha with whipped cream after that, have Wendy's or McDonald's for lunch. And then for dinner, I'll probably just have spaghetti and Alfredo sauce.
It's all about moderation, Caitlin.
Which was not what I was doing.
You had to learn that, though.
Oh, I sure did.
We all have to learn that.
But just then I feel like it's, what? Oh, wine?
These aren't crystal. I didn't even.
Was that plastic?
No.
Cheap. Just kidding. But I feel like through my whole 20s, I just really figured it out.
Well, you
for
did.
Myself.
But through that, though, people ask me, are you living through your daughters?
And you're like, yeah. especially Caitlin.
Haley has two kids, so then you're living through that. And Caitlin is.
You're using your radio voice.
I am, because I'm trying to make a point.
Okay, go on.
Never mind.
No, tell me.
Okay, no, I.
This is classic mom being sensitive.
I do get a little offended because I'm not living through my children.
Do people actually say that to you?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's because they probably wish they were living through us.
Maybe. Because it's wonderful. A lot of mothers will relate. It isn't that we're living through you. It's that we are so happy and excited for you.
Yeah, of course, Mom. No, I don't think anybody really questions.
Yes, it's been said.
Well, you know what? My life is better than their vacation, so I get it.
What vacation?
Anyways.
Anywho.
I'm trying to get to everything I've been through. It's so weird. All the steps that I've taken and all the relationships I've been through and heartbreaks and.
A lot of heartbreaks.
No.
Well, no.
One. And it led me to go on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to know your thoughts. What are your thoughts when I said, Mom, I'm going on The Bachelor? What went through your head?
You called
truthfully.
Me. Okay, you told me about the process, or is it U.S. says process and we say process? Or process?
Say process.
Process. And I knew you were going through that and going, flying there and interviewing and coming back and forth and back and forth. And they were auditioning. And then when you called me, you said, Mom, are you sitting down? And I think.
Because you've been such a fan of the show since the get-go. I thought you were going to.
I watched it since day one.
Yeah.
Day one. And I would record it if I wasn't going to be home. I didn't miss it. Total fan.
Yeah.
Never in my life thinking, one day one of my daughters going to be on there.
Yeah, no.
No, it's so surreal.
Okay, so what did you think?
Oh, you told me to sit down, so I thought, this has to be bad.
You thought I was pregnant.
Dun, dun, dun. And no, I didn't know what, because you know the ringer I have for you on my phone?
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. Mom's ringer for when Haley, my sister, calls, it's fairy farts.
It's fairy farts. My girlfriend named it that so appropriately.
Because it's... When I call my mom, it's this.
Emergency.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems appropriate.
Because I'm dramatic and I always call you and go, oh my God. Okay, so the alarm went off. I say, Mom, I'm going on The Bachelor.
You said, are you sitting
yes,
down?
Yes,
I'm going
that
on The
three
Bachelor.
Times.
And I said, I don't remember what I said. I remember what I said when you became The Bachelorette.
Well, everybody does. That was on TV.
No, but they missed some things. That's what really bugged me.
Oh, really? That bugged you? They missed some things? Oh, did they edit a little bit out? And that bugged you? Try doing that for 12 weeks.
No.
Left a lot out.
You made me cry a lot of times, that editing.
You! Yeah.
I cried with you.
Give me a freaking break. I couldn't even... I still feel like I have a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder.
I believe we all do.
That's it. Yeah. I feel like this is the first season with Rachel that I've been like, oh, actually, I guess it's only two seasons. But that's where I was like, oh, man, I just want to help her. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk to her through everything. And I'm like mad at myself for saying like I didn't know if I trusted Brian because I'm like, I said it before. If somebody said that about Sean, I'd be mad. She's clearly happy. Yeah, so
I'm happy for her too, just like you, Anna, and I'm proud of how you're supporting her. But I know you wouldn't do it if you didn't really feel it.
Well, no.
So that's awesome.
So wait, where am I? I have some things written down here. I try and be a little organized, you know. So being on the show, yeah, that must be so weird, Mom. You said you wanted to A, write a book, or B, have like a support group with other Bachelorette moms.
Okay, first, if you write a book, I want a chapter.
Yeah,
and then. It is something that not very many moms out there go through, to have your daughter be the bachelorette. And I would have loved a support group because it's like, do you feel what I'm feeling? Like, are you like, do you go to bed every night like kind of worrying and crying? And I do that with my kids.
Anyhow. I would not even let my daughter be the bachelorette.
Mm. Well,
you know what?
If they could meet their Sean B.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say you go through hell, girl.
Yeah, yeah, because it's worth it in the end. But as you're going through it, you don't know. And as a mother, I mean, every Monday we'd have a bachelor party or a bachelorette
party. And everyone thinks it's so fun and funny and like, and you're like, shit balls.
And I sit on the counter facing the TV and I wouldn't speak. I mean, and sometimes tears were coming down my face, but I wouldn't speak. I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
Because I was just, why are they, what?
But a lot of beautiful moments too.
Oh, yes. And I wish they would have shown more of
that. Tell me about it, Mom. I wish. But that's, you're a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. You would not have watched all these years if they only showed beautiful moments. Sorry.
Well, I have ratings. A totally different opinion. And they have their job to do, just like you have said all the time.
Yeah.
It's their job.
It's their job.
And that's what they do. And I'm glad because...
But they should pay for a therapist after.
Definitely.
For everyone.
And forever. And for the family.
Forever.
Because like you said, yes, I did wish there was a support group. Any bachelorette moms out there?
Text my mom. Her number is 780-887-555-2424.
That's a lie.
Yeah, that was
from... That person is going to get...
555-2424, Mom, is not a number. That's why they use 555 on TV shows, so that you don't... Okay.
All right. Anyways, yes, it was surreal. I lost a lot of sleep.
Mom, you know what? Try being...
No. I get that. But okay, are we getting into...
Did you just tap me on the shoulder?
I did. Hey, you.
Trying to read my notes here.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, have you ever had an awkward shopping experience?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I don't like shopping.
But online, it makes it easier.
So easy. I love that. You don't have to go into a change room.
And then you have the people that are like in the store who just want to like get your money. So they're like, that looks great.
And I hear they have phony mirrors too.
Well, anyways, we've all had the awkward shopping experience, wearing clothes that's in the past, trying new trends that you don't like. But I've got news for you, Mom. With La Tote, they're like your fashion assistant. They style your tote, but you have full control of what goes into your box and you can swap out items to fit your schedule. They have great selection of workwear, weekend wear, everything in between, so you can look great no matter what the occasion is. And if you don't like it, guess what? You send it back.
I would so pay somebody to shop for me.
Anyways, go to letote.com, that's letote.com, to get started for as low as $39 a month. And you can enter promo code VINE at checkout to get 50% off your first month. It's basically like having your own personal stylist. And if you don't like it, you can send it back. So once you sign up, you'll receive your completely customized tote within days. Choose between one or unlimited totes a month. Just wear what you want and return everything in the mail when you're done, and it is that easy. Again, that is letote.com. Enter your code VINE and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey everyone, it's former WWE host Lillian Garcia. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever wonder how your favorite stars make it to the big time? Then come check out my new show, Chasing Glory with Lillian Garcia on podcastone.com. Hear me chat with some of your favorite athletes and entertainers about their rise to the top. It's about to get real, raw, and inspiring. So join me for new episodes every Monday on podcastone.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
This is Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Are we going to get into when you told me you were the Bachelorette?
Sure.
All right.
What a time. What a segue. Mom, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How did it feel when I called you and told you that I was the Bachelorette?
Okay. I knew the timeline that things were happening.
Speaking of timeline, let me just tell you, this is going too quickly.
Well, they're going to have to make it a to be continued.
Yeah.
Okay. So I knew the timeline and I knew.
Because they take my phone away, so I couldn't contact you.
Yes. But I was, you know, aware of the days and that they, on Thursdays, they did this or whatever day. And I was expecting to hear from you if you were not chosen.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's back up the train. Let's back up the train.
Because we have time for that. What?
Well, when you first were asked to compete for the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
With Britt. And who is a sweetheart. Oh. I wish I would have met her, but you.
She's so sweet.
And you, we met you. We flew to Vancouver to be with you. And you were trying to decide what you were going to do.
Because I didn't want to do it.
I know, because you didn't want to put it out there. Hey, yeah, you got to compete against another girl for a guy.
I hated that idea.
Exactly.
I was like, nuh-uh, no man is going to choose who's a better wife between me or another girl.
Right, it puts out a even bad though message.
That's, even though that's exactly what The Bachelorette's about, is all I did was decide who would be a better husband amongst 25 men.
But that's, I mean, it's different.
I know.
It's different. And you, I remember you were at a friend's house and Rob and I were coming from the airport and we stopped at a corner to pick you up in a cab and you got in the middle of us and you said, so? And we went, so? Because you said, I have something to tell you. We didn't know what it was. And you said, so? They've asked me to be the Bachelorette. And we're going, whoa, yeah,
and I
yeah,
said,
yeah.
Wait a sec.
And then you said, wait for it. But they want me to compete against Britt, so Britt could be the Bachelorette, or me. And we just looked at you like, are you crazy? And you said, I cried for 5 hours. And one of the producers said to you, well, where was that emotion when you were on The Bachelor? Like, what? Wait.
I tried so hard not to cry through The Bachelor. I was like, I'm not going to be that girl. I'm not going to be that girl. And then, I mean, they really get you. But then when they told me I had to compete against another woman, because I liked Britt too.
Right.
So it was hard because like everybody has their differences and Britt and I are very different people. But I was like mortified because it just depends on the group of guys. It doesn't have anything to do with who you are as a person. And if you're a better woman, it's what kind of guys they've got there and who likes what kind of woman. It's, we're all different people. And so I was so offended.
By the message that it put out, too, I think you were offended because being the feminist. So, however, you did have a great bunch of guys.
Oh, did I ever?
Like,
beauties.
Are we over the board here? Like, I backed up the train.
That's okay. That's this is how my podcast works.
Okay.
I like being all over the map.
All right. So.
But we really don't have much time, and I have so much to get to.
Okay, go. So Bachelorette, when you called, okay, then I knew the timeline and I hadn't heard from her and I thought, oh my gosh, is she okay? I mean, you called me when you went off The Bachelor with Chris And you called me and you went, hi, Mom.
Do you remember what you said?
I went, oh, honey, I'm so glad you called. Nothing against that person.
No, of course not. But you didn't. It's so funny because, you know, I bring Chris home and we go through this whole thing.
He's a sweet boy.
Oh, yeah. But then it's like, you know, like that obviously wasn't right for me. That wasn't the right path. And I called you crying and you said, honey, what? He did you a gracious favor.
He did you a gracious favor.
But anyways. No, I did have a really good group of guys.
Yes, you did. And you called when Chris came and told you and you put your hand on his shoulder saying, it's okay. Like, because you thought he was going to tell you that Britt was there.
Yeah.
And you know what made me so proud was when he told you, the first thing you said is she okay?
Well, because my gosh, if that was me, I would be like, I feel like such a failure. I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like, but really that's not what it is.
No, it was about the group of people.
But that's what kind of person, girl or guy, would not feel not good enough if you were sent home?
Well, I think Britt has a lot of confidence. And she knew she was good enough.
Well, yeah. And she was okay. And she met her now fiance.
Yeah.
Or they joined back. I think they were dating before. But yeah, it's all good. Everything works out.
To happen. So anyhow, I'd been waiting for the phone
call. Are we still
on
this
topic? And I didn't hear you. And then, yes, because this is very important. This is very important. So it's 3:00 in the morning in Phoenix. And my phone goes. Yeah. I went, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I pick it up and I say hello and I hear,
what?
Yes, I couldn't. I said, honey, it's okay. What an awesome experience you've had. It's okay. Because I didn't think you'd been chosen for the chosen one, whatever.
Thanks for the confidence.
Well, because you were crying.
Okay, yeah.
You were crying. And plus, we're in Phoenix where there are concrete walls. Like those houses.
Okay,
the reception is bad. So I heard, my, you're not hearing me. So I said, okay, just a minute. So I jumped out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Naked.
I go to the back door and open it so I could get better reception.
Great. Now we're all picturing you naked. Either sorry or you're welcome.
Anyways, so I said, honey, it's okay. She says, no, Mom, no, I'm the next bachelorette. And then we had and you were on the phone because you said, I wish I could call my mom. And I don't know what producer it was.
Doesn't matter.
Anyhow. But what I left out was you said, I have the best group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
They said that. But then you said, my husband could be in there.
I got a point for that, just so you know.
Well, and then they eliminated that. And just I heard me saying, well, you go in there and find our son-in-law.
And I did.
And you did.
High five to Sean B.
High five, Sean B. Get your little cute little ass over here.
Hey, back
your
off.
Cute little
Lester
Iron
the
Man,
molester.
Iron Man daddy ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've cracked her. Leslie is finally here. Everybody, welcome Leslie to the podcast.
Thanks, in the building.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for showing up.
Thanks for showing up, Mom.
Do I get a medal?
Nope. Nope, you don't. Okay, what did I have next to talk about? Yeah, we love Sean B. You love Sean B.
Oh, I love Sean B. He is everything that a mother would wish for their daughter.
I agree. Actually, he was really pissing me off about 5 minutes before this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? But that's just life.
That is life.
That's life. And then when I think of overall, I'm like, Sean B. is also exactly who I would want for my daughter.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want somebody that would kowtow to you.
Nope.
Or like that's like kiss your ass.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. You gave me that.
He does in the right times, but he's like, he's playing.
Yeah, but he challenges you. And you both are so good for each other. I don't want to use the cliche, but you are.
No, we really are. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Like when I got back from the show and I went to Bree's place, because I could only tell like a handful of people. And I said, everything in my life makes sense now. I know why I went through this. I know why I did this. I know I did. It all led me to go on a freaking show like The Bachelorette and find Sean. And I just,
I think you were destined to meet. I think somehow in this universe, hopefully you would have met somehow, but I don't know if it wasn't for the show. So
I know.
We're so grateful to the show, and thank you. And it was an arduous process
yeah.
for all of us.
I hate you, but thank you.
Yes, what she said.
Speaking of Sean, I love leaving him little notes, and I discovered Love Pop. The intricate 3D laser-cut paper cards are designed by naval engineers in Boston on cutting-edge software and then handcrafted and assembled by the Asian art form of slice form. Mom, you know what this is? Kirigami?
Kirigami.
So it's cut.
It's cut. It's not folded. It's cut. It's very intricate, and it's so, it's sweet.
Sweet. The just created iconic designs for the Beatles and the Billboard Music Awards. Whoa, that's pretty cool. Love Pop gives you a reason to do something awesome for the special people in your life. Whether it's a wedding or a birthday, or if you're saying thanks for not mentioning that thing that happened in Vegas or on that camping trip, or celebrating a coworker's compulsive love of cats or dragons, we've got you covered. To enter the 2018 Love Pop Birthday Sweepstakes for a chance to win 50 3D birthday cards, visit lovepop.com/vine. lovepop.com/vine, again, for your chance to win 50 3D birthday cards. So, okay, let's... I want to play a game. So if anyone follows, which I'm sure all of you do because you're the most loyal following I've ever experienced.
Yeah, that's so awesome. You have so many supporters.
I said in the last one, I don't like saying fans because I don't think I'm any different from anyone else.
No.
I just went on a TV show, but I have a following who are so loyal and supportive. So you guys obviously watch my snaps or Instagram stories and you see my mom, crowd favorite, a real crowd favorite. So we love games.
They had it coming.
Oh, boy.
All right.
We always play games.
Yes.
Oh, here goes the wine pour. I can't talk over that. It's too loud. Can you give me a little too, please?
Sorry, Heather.
Heather is my podcast producer who is just on the other end listening to this.
She's going, shut up, you guys. Stop that noise.
Okay, so we always play games
in
this household.
Mm-hmm.
All growing up, we love playing cards. We love playing games. Mm-hmm. We're very competitive. I thought we'd play a little true or false.
Uh-oh. All right.
Yeah, but this is so true or false. I'm going to give you scenarios of me growing up and being rebellious, and you're going to find out some shit.
I don't know if I want to know.
You don't, but that's part of the game. It makes for a good reaction. So I'm going to give you scenarios.
All right.
You're going to say if it's true or false, and you're going to find out some stuff, and I can't wait for your reaction, and I'm also a little scared. True or false, I stole your car when I was 14 years old and drove out to a boy's farm.
Caitlin.
What? Did I already tell you I did that?
No, but you didn't even have your driver's license.
Yeah. So true or false?
False.
True. Boom. Fucking what?
I did. What? I stole your Lumina. Green
Lumina. The green Lumina?
When I was 14.
Caitlin.
And I took it out on the highway, and I didn't even know that I could go that fast, so I was driving, like, so slow on the highway.
Caitlin, that is dangerous.
I know.
That's so bad. Whose farm did you go to?
Donnie Fillenberg.
Oh, Donnie. He had a brother, Danny.
Anyways, I used your credit
card.
I used your credit card to buy an underage kid alcohol.
Oh my God, I hope that's false.
It is.
Phew. Thank God. That is so wrong.
Haley's calling right now.
Yay!
Haley?
Put her on speakerphone.
Wait, are you there?
Yeah.
What's up? Are you going to tell a funny story about mom or what?
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mom. How's it going?
Good. How are you? We wish you were here.
We're just in the middle of a game. What's up? Are you going to tell us a funny story?
Okay. Yeah. So remember the time when we used to go to the cabin all the time?
The cabin.
DC?
Yeah. We already talked about the cabin. Yeah.
Well, did you talk about the dragonfly?
No.
Yeah. So Caitlin is sitting on Mom's lap. And
on the dock.
They're
having
humping.
Sex. They're fornicating.
Whatever they're doing.
Fornicating.
Okay.
Go on.
So, anyways, those dragonflies flew by, and And Mom got so scared she bumped her glass of whiskey and orange juice up against Caitlin's teeth.
Yep.
And Mom, you were such a freak about our teeth.
I was.
Such a freak.
Thank you, by the way, for that. But still.
I wonder why I'm so paranoid about my teeth.
I remember Mom going into our room because we had a shared room at the cabin. And I remember her coming into the room with a flashlight, checking on Caitlin's teeth to make sure they didn't go black. You were so worried they were going to go black.
P.S. They were my baby teeth that would fall out.
I was a little paranoid, but yeah, you're right, Haley. It was a big deal.
No, she's saying it wasn't a big deal.
It was.
It's actually really not.
Well, Cupcake, I need backup on this.
Haley, that's so funny. I forgot about that story. I was sitting on Mom's lap in like a floaty chair in the water, and she was drinking whiskey, and two dragonflies were fornicating, and she bumped her glass in my teeth, and then she checked my teeth every hour to make sure my teeth weren't damaged.
I was so afraid.
Mom used to put curlers in her hair and be in a house coat. And if I went to the park and I forgot to brush my teeth, she'd run to the park in a house coat and curlers and be like, "You forgot to brush your teeth."
Well, you know what?
You
can thank me for that because, you know, teeth to this day.
No, those were baby teeth. They fell out and we got new ones.
But if anything happens to anybody, I always say, if you fell and hit your head, I'd say, "How are your teeth?"
Yeah. You don't care. Who cares about the old brain?
With Sydney and Brody. She's like, "Did you bump your teeth? Oh my gosh, did you bump your teeth?"
Who cares about the old brain? Wow. How are the jibs? That's funny. Haley, we're already way over time, but I'm so glad you called, and I'm so glad I saw you calling and that you could be a part of this, because we love you.
Love you. We miss you.
I love you guys too.
Okay, talk soon.
I have major FOMO.
I know.
Oh, I know,
hashtag
honey.
Hashtag FOMO. Love you, FOMO. Haley.
Okay, love you too.
We love you. Bye. Okay.
Oh, that was cool.
Well, that was a nice little break. Maybe it'll butter you up for the next.
What's the next thing, true or false?
Okay. True or false? I rear-ended somebody in the Audi S5 convertible.
Oh my God, is Rob listening to this?
Probably. True or false?
No, it better be false.
It's true.
Oh. What?
This is the one I was the most scared for.
What?
It was your 60th surprise birthday, and I was working two jobs at a roofing company in a restaurant.
Yes.
And I was driving home, and Mom and Rob lent me their, how do you say it, Audi?
Audi.
Audi S5 convertible. Yeah. I'm driving down, and I looked over, and I saw somebody I thought I knew. And I looked forward, and I was like, uh-oh. And I rear-ended somebody, like, pretty hard.
I'm going to go puke right now.
Okay, well.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I've never had an accident. I've never. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? I pulled over, and this guy was pissed. And he was like, could you just come look at my front, the front of my truck right now?
Wait, the front?
I'll tell you. Oh. And so I looked, and his front was smashed in. He goes, my neighbor just backed up into my car yesterday. And now you've rear-ended me. We go and look. There is zero damage to either car. Zero. I got his information. He got mine. Everything. And I looked and I'm like, I don't know how this is possible. And he goes, you hit me pretty hard. And there's zero damage to either vehicle.
What about your teeth?
Oh, my.
Oh, they could have hit the steering wheel.
Scary part is I think you're serious. But, okay, sure. Care about my teeth.
No, Caitlin.
And it was your surprise 60th birthday. So I was like, I can't go home and tell them.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get whiplash?
No, I'm good.
Oh.
All good,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Have you told Rob that story?
Hell no.
Well, you have now.
I know. Hi, Rob. Okay,
love
true,
you.
True or false? I've that been arrested.
Okay, that's false, because I'm sure you could talk your way out of it.
Yeah, I've never been arrested.
Thanks.
True or false? I put rum and Coke in a water bottle in high school and passed out during a math exam.
That's so detailed. Okay, was that with that kind of with a high voice?
Uh-uh.
No?
True or false? I'm not talking about the teacher.
I'm saying, Caitlin, you would have used vodka.
Yeah, I used whatever alcohol that was in the house that you didn't use, so rum.
You really did that?
Yeah. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea. Me and my girlfriend, Melissa.
That's not a proud moment.
Hey, Melissa Ruddy. What's up?
Hey, Ruddy.
We put rum and Coke in our water bottles and thought it was funny. And we went to school and I had a math exam and I passed out. No, I wouldn't even say passed out. It's not like I was wasted. I just fell asleep on my desk and woke up and they're like, okay, Caitlin, we're picking up the exams. And I just circled C for every answer. And I think I passed.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Hell.
Who are you apologizing to?
CHS.
What are you even talking about?
Oh, okay. Caitlin, true or when false? You were in high school, you used to go into the bathroom with your cell phone and say, Mom, I want to come home.
What?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I hated school. Whatever. Mm. True or false? I got fired from the golf course I worked at for stealing cash and I told you I quit.
Mm-mm. False.
Yeah, it's false.
Thank
God. I didn't
God.
Even want to let you think that was true for a second.
Oh, no. Oh, phew.
I feel like you've really loosened up in the last 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're just going to get to questions, then we're done.
No.
Mom, you can't. We got to keep
what
people
about,
on their
what
toes.
About Sean? Can I talk about Sean?
You already did.
I didn't talk about what he calls me.
Oh.
Yeah.
His name right, that was my me. Whole point. That was the whole point of my first, when I was saying, oh, look, I had it written down.
Blah, 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 blah,
I think
blah.
I missed a whole, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So after the show, we could do, what we could have, like, Snapchatted us eating pie, and there would have been an article online about it the next day that nobody really reads. It's just somebody, like, even if it was like a blogger, like some, there would always be an article. So we were out on Mom and Rob's boat and there was a crazy storm, and maybe some of you remember.
No, you're missing.
Well, Mom,
we
really don't have a lot of time.
Well, you're gonna have to edit.
Okay,
so we went to Penticton on the boat with Sean and Caitlin, and we went to see Caitlin's aunts and uncles who always, forever,
you don't
there.
Need,
blah,
just
okay,
keep,
skip
quick,
that.
Simple.
Okay, so we were partying in the room, and we were playing Family Feud, and we were playing, and we were having a good time. It was like 9 o'clock. It was not late. And we hear this knock on the door.
Oh,
sound
thank
effect.
You for that.
And I go to the door, and he says, we've had a noise complaint. So if you could just keep it down. And I say, thank you. And I close the door. And then I go in and I sing, everybody needs a pooper. That's why we invited you.
Potty pooper. Potty pooper.
And Sean was killing himself laughing. Think I was so hilarious. Like, he just thought, wow, this is funny. So anyhow, then.
And Mom feeds off laughter.
Don't we all both? Whatever.
Yep.
So then we go back on the boat from Penticton to Vernon. And
we're singing the song all the time.
And we stop along the way and meet people. Like, even on a boat, they pass and they go, Bean!
Anyways,
so
you
all
always
of a sudden,
add so
we're,
much
we're going. We're going to Jillian's cabin. That's where we're going. And so all of a sudden a storm came up and it was a terrible, terrible storm. Like, I've never been so scared on the water.
It was really scary.
And there was huge waves coming over and splashing us. So I started crawling on the boat floor to hand out life jackets.
You did have a whiskey in one hand, to be fair.
No, I did not.
Oh.
No, that was before. Oh. So anyways, I'm crawling to make sure everybody has a life jacket because this is very scary.
And I'm clearly Snapchatting the whole thing because if that's how we were going to go, I wanted the people to witness it.
But the thing is, I was feeling very worried and scared. Rob was worried and scared and he was driving the boat. There was our front spotlight blew off. Like, that's
it was actually really scary. Crazy, crazy storm. Waves. We were just like rocking
waves.
Side to side. We couldn't even like stand up.
Good thing we had a 3-tune pontoon. So anyways, they Snapchat.
Show off.
We get it. You have a big boat.
Whoa, whatever floats your boat. So we're going along. And then here are Caitlin and Sean sitting there. I'm handing them life jackets. But they think I'm being hilarious crawling. But it's because I could not stand up.
Because you were drunk.
Yes.
No!
You snuck that in there. No, it was because it was so
I know,
crazy.
But anyways, so
and
Sean
so,
and I.
You snapped me, and then that night, It came out on some online something.
That nobody reads, by the way.
Caitlin's
Sean and mom. I are laying here, and we hear mom crying.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? So I go and I'm like, mom, what happened? There's an article saying I was drunk. And yeah. I'm like, A, you were.
I was not.
And B, who cares?
No, I cared because I was trying to save lives.
And I said, mom, if you could imagine every article that's ever been written about me.
I know. I've learned now. And I mean, okay, anyways, that's Sean's nickname for me because I was being the skipper handing out life jackets. His name for me is P. Skipper.
Pooper Skipper.
For pooper, skipper.
Because you're not a party pooper, I'll give you that.
I'm not a party pooper.
If there is anyone who's not a party pooper, it's you.
It's me. So that's where my nickname came from.
Mom, you know how I'm shopping for a car right now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of True Car?
Oh, yes, I have.
From my podcast,
from
probably.
From your podcast.
So in order,
sounds awesome.
Yes. And in order to feel comfortable that you're getting a fair price, you need pricing context, information that empowers you to feel confident. And with TrueCar, you'll see what other people in your local market paid for the car you want. And from there, you can connect with a local TrueCar certified dealer and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. So once you register, you'll see real pricing on actual inventory. This is competitive pricing offered to you only by a True Car certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot. It's pricing you'll see before going to a dealership so you can feel confident when you show up. True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP.
Wow.
Over 3 million cars have been sold to True Car users by the 13,000 strong True Car certified dealer network. When you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
But I would just like to say, because I don't know how much time I've got left, but
you've planned out this whole podcast. You're like, oh, what do I need to talk about? Okay, what?
No, I do want people to know, like, I'm very proud of all our children and who they are and what they give out to the universe. But Caitlin having this platform where she is encouraging women to support women and not put each other down and to help young women who are going through this social media thing that mm-hmm. scares you about your nieces and nephews and our grandchildren to just be yourself and be strong and know that you're not alone and you're not weird, and if you're weird, it's okay because so is Caitlin. Oh, and so was I. But we're just so proud of her for doing this.
Oh, I knew you were gonna cry at one point. Ah, mom.
No, I am, because you have the ability to reach so many people and to know.
Well, because it's affected me so much. Mm-hmm. I feel like growing up in a dance world, I actually have this on my in my notes to talk to you about, because you grew up and you were a ballerina and you actually were a professional ballerina. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to toot your horn, pump your tires, you were one of the original members of Alberta Ballet Company.
I was.
And that must have been so hard because I know growing up in dance studio, all I did in the mirror was compare my body to other girls.
Yeah.
And I had like an ideal ballerina body because I was so, so tiny and I would want to be bigger. I always wanted to be bigger. And then the girls who were not big,
yes,
but bigger than me wanted to be smaller.
I always wanted to be taller.
See, and it's just so sad because it's like you want so many things that you're never going to have. So why not appreciate the body you're in? But we all feel the same way.
It's like the grass is always greener, but yeah. No, because people with straight hair want curly hair. People with curly hair want straight
everything.
Hair.
And it's just so sad. But I mean, I think I'm so passionate about this topic and about helping people because I've suffered from it. Mm-hmm. And
the raw beauty thing is.
Isn't it just a beautiful thing?
Oh my gosh, my heart. That is awesome.
You were telling me earlier that it actually has helped you.
Yeah, Caitlin,
as
like,
an adult.
I'm your mother. I'm your mother.
You are?
Hey.
Shocker.
I'm your mom.
Okay.
I'm not your mom.
I'm your mom.
So I want Caitlin to know that even her mother is affected by what positivity you're putting out there, to accept yourselves. Like, I've been in some Snapchats where I would say, no, you can't. No, you can't post that. No. But.
And I'm like, nobody looks at anything and everybody loves your personality.
Well, and it's about judging, and I am hard on judging myself.
Yeah, you're really hard on yourself.
That's not a good thing. And I love how you promote don't judge yourself and don't judge others.
But I also have to work on that myself.
Oh, yeah. We all do. Yeah. We all do.
But I'm all about...
But I've learned from you to be more accepting and loving to myself. And I thank you for that.
Oh, you're so cute. I love when you get emotional.
Yeah, well, it doesn't happen often.
Yeah, it does. Happened like 20 minutes ago. No, thank you for saying that. I think it's so, you've taught me so much, so I'm glad I can have some sort of...
We can all learn.
We can. Mm-hmm. And I'm still learning. We're all still learning, but...
Well, when you stop learning, you're not here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that was nice. We've had some laughs. We've had some drinks. We've shed some tears. We've really done it all.
Oh, I want to keep going.
Well, we will. We have a couple questions from the twatter world.
Oh, sheesh.
Twat. Ugh. Twat. Ew. What are you doing that for?
I don't like that word.
Twi.
Are you twitting me?
Twatting.
Twatting me?
Anyways.
All right.
People, I mean, I put it out there on Snapchat and said, everybody ask mom a question. So here's a few that I picked out, which I'm sure you Google searched my name or put it in Twitter and read all these questions already.
It comes up automatically. But I did not.
It's one of your favorite pastimes.
Hey, I read current affairs on my computer.
Caitlin, did you know you're pregnant? Oh, no, Mom, I didn't. Thank
I saw that on the magazine.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm going...
I remember Dad just being so confused at the grocery store. Kate? Because he doesn't, like, keep up with the gossip mags. He's a Kate? Is there something you want to tell me? I'm like, no, Dad, Jennifer Aniston's been pregnant 42 times. This is just me once, and it's not true. Okay, questions for Mom.
Can't wait, by the way.
For me to be pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, me either. I really can't. I mean, I do have to sacrifice wine for 9 months, but I'll do it.
Oh, you can do it. I did it, and then I breastfed for 18 months, so I sacrificed. Lots.
Yeah, well, to each their own. Emily, I always butcher people's names, so I apologize right off the bat. Kicking it with Lester. Here we go. Emily Chain, what's the funniest thing you can remember from Caitlin's childhood? To anything. You can't embarrass me.
I can't.
No, yes, you can.
Okay. When she was two, she said had such a big poop. She had to stand up. It was at a porta potty.
No, yeah.
Well, at the cabin.
It's not a porta potty. It was the bathroom.
Well, it was the bathroom, but in a cabin, it was a smaller thing. And then?
I was not two. I was older than two.
No, you were two. She was mortified, and I found it very funny.
Because Dad came in, like, when you're two, your parents help you, and Dad said, whoa, how did that thing come out of you? And then that's when I taught myself how to wipe my own butt. I wipe my own ass.
And did you know there's dude wipes?
What a random comment.
Well, it's about wipes.
Anyways, thanks for that. We went there. So that's the funniest thing you can remember is me being mortified by a large poop when I was two?
That's not the funniest thing. I mean, there's so many funny things.
One more.
You're hilarious.
What about me pulling down my pants or playing the piano naked?
Yeah. Oh, here's the thing. Haley took piano lessons. Caitlin, well, both of them played by ear. Haley fooled her teacher that she couldn't read music. I mean, like, thought she could read music, but she couldn't. And then she'd play it. And then they'd have a bath or a shower, and Caitlin would run down to the piano, naked as a jaybird, of course, because she didn't like having clothes.
And sat on the naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sat on the piano stool with her hair down to her waist and played the same song that her sister had been working on. And she just got up there and played it.
I guess you could say I'm the songbird of our generation.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks. Okay, Lacey asked, who's your least favorite guy on my season? No.
Ian.
That guy's a dick.
Oh, well, Ian was rude to you.
But then he apologized, so I forgive him.
Yeah, he did apologize. Thank you for that, Ian. What about my fave?
Who's your fave?
Well, Sean.
Duh. And Cupcake.
Love Cupcake.
I actually think you might have a little bit of a crush on him.
How are my teeth?
Okay. What? Keel? K-E-E-L? I mean, I wrote it down. I don't know if that's a typo, but oh no, we already talked about that, so it's okay. I will butcher this name. Sarah Weiner.
Wine? She has the name Wine in her name.
But it could be Wigner or Wagner. Wagner, that's probably what it is. How do you feel about Rick?
I love Rick.
Who doesn't love? I love when people try and do the voice, and some people just hold the R way too long. They're like, I'm like, no.
I did pretty good.
Let's hear it. Rick. Oh, no. No, you're better. Rick. Mm. Oh, busted.
well, you know.
Rick. Oh, I miss Rick. I feel like I haven't done him well. Arlene asked, oh my gosh, she called me Bean.
Oh, cute. Oh, that's so cute.
What did Bean want to be when she grew up, and what did you actually think she would be?
Actually, and this is in all honesty, she wanted to be famous.
No, I wanted to be on the radio.
Well, that's famous to me.
No, it's not. I honestly...
If you're famous, you're on the radio. To me, that's like, wow.
Actually, that is famous to you. Yeah. I always dreamt of being a host of something.
Right. To me, that's famous.
Yeah, not me. I think I always just wanted my name to be known.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my...
Caitlin who? What?
And my ideal situation was radio.
Because you could be in your pajamas.
Yeah, exactly.
Bananas in pajamas. Da, 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 da,
da. That's only like the second song you've come up with.
I know. I've been holding it back.
Okay, and what did you actually think I would be?
I actually thought you would be some kind of entertainer. I seriously did. I didn't know how.
But I think that's what I wanted to be growing up, was an entertainer.
An entertainer. Because you love to make people laugh. And you love to laugh at yourself, which is the best quality people can have.
How do you think I get this 8-pack? Katrina Vigano right. Wants to know if you and your mom had a wine off, who could drink more wine.
Oh, we should have asked Haley this.
I did ask her.
Oh, what was her answer? Because I know the answer.
What's your answer? On three. 1, 2, 3.
Me. You.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually think you could drink me under the table. I've seen you. I mean, my whole life, I don't think I've ever seen you, like, drunk.
No.
But you drink so much wine, which I respect.
Well, it's good for the heart.
I agree.
Well, one glass is good for the heart.
Karen Ho. Oh, see, this is one of those nice hoes I was probably talking about on the last podcast. Hi, Karen Ho. She wants to know what your mom was like in her 20s. Were you as wild as me? No.
Well, yes.
Oh, oh, I don't want to know.
No, no, not that wild. I was married at 21, but I worked with a great bunch of people at a school that we would have.
Oh, it sounds wild.
It was. It was. We called it. We'd pass each other in the hall and say, "You going to Poets Day?" And parents would look at us and think, "Oh, that's great. They're studying poetry." But really, it was piss on everything tomorrow, Saturday. Poets Day.
Wait, that's funny.
Oh, it is. It was great. So we had an awesome time.
Look at your whole demeanor has just changed. You're hunched over. You're cross-legged. You're drinking your wine.
I'm sorry, everybody. I was uptight at the beginning because you know what? Like I said, I didn't want to let everybody down. Because
you're not going to.
You look at me like, oh, you're hilarious.
You're going to let people down if you're uptight. Yeah,
I'm not anymore. But I mean, I was nervous because expectations.
And there's
I put those on myself. I'm not saying you did,
but
I did.
Can I have a tiny bit more wine, please?
Oh, but I feel sorry, like Heather, we're gonna.
I feel like gosh, that thing is loud.
Oh, especially when you put a microphone to it.
Say it for the people on the back. What? People in the back row can't hear us. No, that's good. Okay. But I just wanted to say that you've been a real treat to have on the podcast. I've thought about this day since I started podcasting and thought, I'm like, I can't wait to have my mom on.
I never thought it would happen because I overthought everything.
I lay in bed
thinking, okay, if I was on a podcast, I'd say this and that.
You really do overthink everything. You got to go with the flow a little more, Ma.
Well, I'm glad you've learned to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
For being you.
Thank you, Podcast One.
Oh, look at that shout out.
Seriously.
But no, you are a very funny, weird, vivacious, lovely lady. You've taught me a lot, and I have you to thank. Don't cry! I have you to thank for where I'm at in my life. Mom, don't cry. I'm saying something nice. Smile. Okay. And thank you for being a guest on the podcast. This is the first and definitely not the last time we'll hear from Lester the Molester. Oh, see, now you're owning that nickname.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
Okay, if you guys don't want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, I say it every time, and I'm going to say it again, podcast1.com. Download the Podcast One app. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Do anything you can to listen to this podcast and leave your review and leave your ratings. And I still have every desire and plan to have fans.
I said it.
On the podcast as a co-host. So
that's so cool.
I'm going to ask questions from all my podcasts.
Can I be there? Can I be there?
Nope. Oh, but thanks for asking.
Okay,
cool.
All right, fine.
All right. I am Caitlin Bristow. And I will see you next Tuesday. Woo!
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new, amazing app. This one's a game changer. There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon, Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nelly Furtado, Elle King, and more. Plus, every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen. And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more. So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself. Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcastone.com.